USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is renewing warnings about large migrant caravans and the, quote, attempted invasion of illegals. The president tweeting this morning more U.S. military troops are being sent to the southern border to stop them, but he says he still wants the border wall. Meanwhile, Democrats remain cool to giving him the funding for it. U.S. Senate Democrat Chris Coons says other options are on the table.
We should be having a wide-open negotiation about how much money to invest in border security, for what types of technologies, and what would be the smartest use of those investments.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. The Midwest and Northeast still in the grip of a dangerously cold Arctic system. Temperatures in Chicago with wind chill yesterday were minus 52, and today more than 2,000 air flights have been canceled, hundreds more delayed because of the cold weather. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
"Milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blintz baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real."
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with Milk on Instagram using hashtag LoveWhat'sReal and hashtag Sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
More Americans filing first-time jobless claims. The Labor Department says this morning 253,000 filed first-time claims for benefits last week. Analysts were expecting about 215,000. The rise in claims hitting a level not seen since September 2017 and coming after claims dropped 2 weeks ago to the lowest level since October of 1969. The surge in claims last week, though, possibly because of workers impacted by the five-week partial government shutdown. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is now warning the U.S. of a Vietnam worse than they can imagine if President Trump sends in American troops. Trump has declared Maduro's rule illegitimate, recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as the rightful interim president of the South American nation. Maduro saying yesterday he's calling on the American people to reject any interference in Venezuela by the Trump administration. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Calling them naive and saying they should go back to school, President Trump publicly criticizes his own top intelligence officials for their claims at a hearing on Tuesday about threats posed by ISIS, Iran, and North Korea. Reports are the intelligence officials themselves are frustrated by the president's tweet, considering responding, but having since decided it would be counterproductive to do so. But Democrats are responding, including House Intelligence Committee Chief Adam Schiff.
You've got the best intelligence agencies in the world. Listen to what they have to say. When you ignore them, you do that at our country's peril.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says officiating is not an exact science. Peppered with questions at yesterday's State of the League address about a no call on a seemingly obvious pass interference play in the NFC Championship game, he says the league is looking for possible solutions to make sure that doesn't happen again, though Goodell adds,
"We also know our officials are human. We also know that they're officiating a game that moves very quickly and have to make snap decisions under difficult circumstances, and they're not going to get it right every time."
A new report estimates nearly half of all U.S. adults have some form of heart or blood vessel disease, a dubious medical milestone, mostly due to recent guideline changes when it comes to high blood pressure. Taking high blood pressure out of the mix, 9% of adults have some form of heart disease. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.